From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. The United States has blocked a UN Security Council motion calling for an investigation into Israel's use of live ammunition against Palestinians participating in a mass protest along the Gaza Strip. At least 15 Palestinians were killed, 1,400 others injured. American University Middle East scholar Guy Ziv tells VOA the lack of progress with peace talks between the Israelis and Palestinians contributes to the tensions.
The negotiations, so-called peace process, has been at a standstill since 4 years ago. The parties have just hardened their positions. The Trump administration is not really making a concerted effort to woo the Palestinians. And certainly what did not help was the embassy relocation decision.
President Trump announced last year he wants to move the U.S. embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. In Sierra Leone, ballot counting continues for the presidential runoff election. Voter Andrew Williams believes the vote is a new beginning for his country.
Yes, I believe it's also a resurrection day for Sierra Leone because we had a peaceful election and now counting is going on. And I believe by Monday, we should have had the results and the winner will be declared.
Voters cast ballots for either the ruling All People Congress Party's candidate, Samora Camara, or the Sierra Leone People's Party candidate, Julius Maada Bio. Final results of the vote are expected by Tuesday. Syrian state media says a faction of rebels besieged in eastern Ghouta has agreed to depart for northern Syria. The Sana'a news agency says the rebel fighters have started to leave the town of Douma. The city is the last town still held by rebels in the suburbs of Damascus. From Washington, this is VOA News. Christians around the world Sunday are celebrating Easter, the day they believe Jesus arose from the dead. Thousands of the faithful gathered in the Vatican's St. Peter's Square Sunday to hear Pope Francis's annual Easter address.
Frutti di riconciliazione.
The pontiff called for reconciliation in the Middle East and an end to the carnage in Syria. He also called for peace in South Sudan and the Democratic Republic of Congo. South Korea and the United States kicked off their annual joint military exercises on Sunday. The full Eagle Field exercise will continue for a month. Military officials in Seoul say the scale of the exercises will not go beyond those seen in previous years. North Korea, which has traditionally accused both South Korea and the United States of practicing invading the North during joint military drills, has remained quiet on the issue. Many people are keeping an eye on the sky as a massive Chinese space station tumbles toward Earth. The Tianwen is expected to crash to Earth in the next day or so. It's the largest man-made object to re-enter Earth's atmosphere in a decade. It was scheduled for a controlled crash into the Pacific Ocean, but in September 2016, China's space agency lost contact with the station. Former astronaut Mike Massimino says, despite the station's size, there's little to worry about.
It will be coming in. Parts of it will hit the Earth, not much of it. Most of it will burn up in re-entry. Some will make it through the atmosphere and strike the Earth, but the chance of anyone getting hit is really very, very remote.
The re-entry area covers a large part of the Earth's oceans. Any surviving pieces of the space station are expected to end up at the bottom of the sea. At least 10 people are dead after a building collapsed in central India. The reason for its collapse was not immediately known. According to local news reports, the building collapsed after a heavy vehicle rammed into it. The Kremlin says the governor of the Siberian region where a shopping center fire killed 64 people has resigned. Aman Tuliev had headed the Kemerovo region for more than 20 years. A March 25th fire at a shopping mall in the regional capital prompted thousands of people to demonstrate last week, calling for regional officials' resignations. A magnitude 5.3 earthquake hit western Iran on Sunday. State television reported there were no immediate reports of casualties or damage. A magnitude 7.3 earthquake in the same area in November killed over 500 people and injured more than 8,000. For all the latest news around the clock, please visit us at voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.